And welcome back. After Gray Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, it's now Giving Tuesday. What is Giving Tuesday, you ask? Well, it's relatively new on the holiday season calendar. Giving Tuesday is designated as the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving to celebrate and encourage charitable activities in support of nonprofit organizations. We're talking about that in this segment and about a concept called Giver, a means of using Twitter to make digital donations. With me to talk about Giving Tuesday and Giver and how they work are Ryan Farmer, Communications Manager of the St. Louis Area Food Bank, and Chris Summers, co-founder of Giver. Thanks, gentlemen, so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Chris, I'll start with you. I kind of gave the overview of what Giving Tuesday is. Can you flush that out at all for us?
Yeah. Well, what's really great about Giving Tuesday, they've branded themselves hashtag Giving Tuesday because it really is all about the web. But most incredibly, it is only the second year of this new movement to really remind people that the holiday season is a season of giving and not just presents and things that you buy online on Cyber, you know, Cyber Monday and things, but giving back to the community, and particularly in the holiday season, giving to those most in need, and particularly organizations like St. Louis Area Food Bank here when hunger is most pronounced and most in the forefront of people's minds.
This has only been going on for a year. This is the second year, I suppose I should better put that way, Ryan. How did it work for you in year one?
It was a little slow, and this, you know, we were just kind of learning a little bit about the movement, and as we got into the second year, we really made a concentrated effort because it's something as an organization that we've seen trends going towards the online sphere. And so, talking to Chris before we came out here, you know, we want to be an organization that's ahead of the curve and looking at trends and how people are getting their information, how they're interacting with organizations that they want to support. And we felt like this was a great opportunity to engage people, get people interested, and maybe people that hadn't been familiar with what we do at the St. Louis Area Food Bank. It's an opportunity to bring awareness to the issue and to bring awareness to nonprofits because there's a number of them doing great work right here in St. Louis.
We should point out that the food bank collects food and distributes food, but you also collect dollars too if people are so disposed.
Certainly. You know, we have over 500 agencies throughout our 26-county service territory that are counting on us as their primary source of food and personal care items. And so any opportunity that we have to bring more awareness to the issue of hunger and how the food bank's working to solve it in this community, we want to take advantage of that.
Chris, my understanding is that the United Nations is somehow involved in all of this. Is that correct?
You're right, and I think that's a key to its success. It started last year with the 92nd Street Y in New York City, but quickly got the attention of the United Nations Foundation. And with that great brand behind it, the nonprofits really adopted it and really created or just generated all that promotion and excitement about it. So it took, you know, it was fortuitous for them to have that's such a large brand associated with the movement, and that helped it get to what it is in just 2 years, a massive movement.
I think I saw the figure 2,500 various organizations in the first year were involved in that. Ryan, you're nodding your head. Am I correct for once on a number?
I believe so.
Yeah. And it's at over 8,000 today.
8,000. How about locally?
Oh, locally, what we see within Givers, my limited view of it, we've got over 100 here in St. Louis who are using Giver. But Twitter is really blowing up, as they say, and the trending on the Twitter hashtag Giving Tuesday is just unseen before. I mean, it is incredible the way that that people are really from Mayor Slay to every newscaster donors across the St. Louis area are really getting behind it. And I think it's just a really good moment, a humbling moment, and a moment to check yourself and remember what this season is really all about.
Well, we're halfway through Giving Tuesday. Does the momentum stop at the stroke of midnight?
We hope not. We Giver as a mechanism to tweet a donation is going 24/7, but we're very encouraged by the spikes we're seeing today, and we just hope that this momentum does carry through the holidays when, in particular, the needs are so great.
I think we have to explain in detail to our audience what Giver really does, how it works, and you're the guy to do that as a co-founder of what's going on here.
Absolutely. So Giver is the first platform on which one can tweet to give. So a tweet is a donation. The hashtag give, or in this case, Giving Tuesday, a dollar amount, and a mention of an organization on Giver is a donation. We charge a donor's card and deposit the money directly in the organization's checking account. Now, what makes Giver unique is that it is really the fastest, most frictionless, and most social way to give. So as quickly as 140 characters or clicking the retweet button on Twitter, you can donate. But almost most importantly, your entire Twitter follower base, your entire social network has seen that you are supporting this organization. So if I tweet #give $15 to @STL Food Bank, everybody who follows me is reminded what an important cause that is. So I've done it quickly. I've done it socially. And once I give my credit card to Giver as a donor, I never need to give my credit card again. So I never need to go back out to a website, put in my credit card again. I can frictionlessly give in a heartbeat to any of the organizations in our community.
Well, I'll point out that St. Louis Public Radio was a part of this whole Giving Tuesday thing. So you wanted to say something, Ryan?
No, I think it's just, to Chris's point, I think, it's the way that people are starting to get their information. And I think it's important for nonprofits to be in that space. And it's such a unique opportunity to bring awareness to the many great organizations like the St. Louis Area Food Bank in the area that are doing good work. And as Chris said, anything you can do to drive awareness and keep that momentum, going past the holiday season. I think that's something that, we at the food bank are trying to constantly remind people that, the need doesn't stop, after Christmas or after, December 31st. The need goes year round. And so anything that we can do to help, drive that momentum going into it, to the first of the year.
If we have listeners who are interested in learning more about this or have questions about what we're talking about, this whole idea of giving to nonprofits during the holiday season, give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org, or we'll take a tweet at STL on air. Chris, back to you. I think one question that listeners might have concerns security. I mean, what you're doing initially is putting out a lot of private information that folks would like to protect. How secure is this system?
Absolutely. It is first and foremost our concern. So when one registers for Giver, they are securely giving their credit card over a secure connection to our credit card processor who is certified in credit card security. So there is no need to worry about Giver as an insecure platform. And once you tweet, you're using your secured phone on your Twitter application, but your tweet is then going through a secure connection to our server and then charging your card and depositing those funds in the checking account. But there's really no way to hack the system, so to speak, because the funds are always going into a nonprofit's checking account. They're never going into your own account. But it is of it's primary concern for us, and we're very confident in our security.
Well, it seems like a very efficient way to make those donations. But I should point out, I read in one of the articles that one of the reasons you're in it is because it could be a money-making proposition for Giver. How does that work?
Well, it's at some point, absolutely, it could be. But right now, we're really focused on building the community. So we are not charging the nonprofits. We are not charging the donors. There are standard credit card processing charges of 2.9% and 30 cents, which are similar to PayPal, much cheaper than most online forms. But really, how Giver in the future will monetize is through corporations that will pay to provide rewards to organizations. So sort of the 21st century giver often is looking for something in return for their donation. So we're working with companies like my own Pie Pizzeria, as well as Starbucks and many others, who will then provide an incentive to donors. So, give $5 to @STL Food Bank and get a $5 Starbucks gift card. We have experience that brands will pay to get their brand out there associated with a good cause.
Well, you've mentioned pie, and I wanted to make sure that folks knew that you're the guy behind that, and you also have another place going in the Central West End, Gringo's. We'll give you that little plug there.
Thanks for the plug. Right.
What do you think about all this in terms of, Ryan, you've mentioned the efficacy of using the online digital world for this sort of thing. Any concerns that you would have about the way it could be used?
No, not really concerns. I think, Chris, again, touched on a good point about, we're very cognizant of the issue of security, and we want to make sure that, people feel comfortable making online donations. It's certainly a trend that we've seen over the last few years. You know, just in the last 4 years, we've seen an almost 90% increase in online giving. So it's definitely something that's going in that direction, and we want to try to be ahead of the curve. You know, we're certainly grateful. You know, Chris was generous enough to offer up you know, the first 25 people that made a donation today of $10 or more to the St. Louis Area Food Bank, you know, received a free pizza. We've also got another secure online donation page that you can access through stlfoodbank.org. We're a couple businesses in the Central West End, Gamlin Whiskey House and Sub-Zero Vodka Bar. Anyone that makes a donation of any size through our secure online donation page, if they don't have a Twitter account perhaps, you know, would be able to be eligible for a dinner for four. So, you know, it's I think it's important to give back and to have that feeling of satisfaction of helping, you know, knowing that you're helping people right here in your community. But it's also nice, you know, to get rewarded for that as well sometimes.
Do you have to work a little harder, particularly with your operation now? I mean, we're talking about a lot of people. I think the figure is 1 in 7 or 1 in 8 who are hungry in this country today. The economy is coming back supposedly, but it's not great yet. Are you having to work harder to get those donations?
Certainly. I mean, we haven't seen any sort of decrease in demand. In fact, due to some cuts to SNAP, which is the new name for food stamps that went into effect at the beginning of November, you know, a family of four seeing their max benefits cut by $36 a month. And, you know, some people, you know, may say $36, what is that? But, you know, to people that are really struggling to put food on the table, $36 means a whole lot. And, you know, anytime that you're talking about making, you know, cuts to those benefits, someone has to pick up that slack. And with over 500 agencies that are relying on us for food and personal care items, when you magnify or multiply, you know, the demand over those 500 plus agencies, obviously we feel it at the food bank. It's something that you know, that we're working to get out as much food and personal care items as possible. But it's you know, it's a struggle out there. It's still not all the way back, most definitely. But I'm encouraged, you know, that more people are talking about the issue. I feel like even 4 or 5 years ago, before I started at the food bank, you know, hunger was not being talked about much. It's not something that people feel comfortable talking about. Oftentimes, if they're struggling, you know, to put food on the table, they don't want anybody to know about it. And so, you know, organizations like the food bank, like Feeding America, that are bringing awareness to the issue, I think is important, because it is something that can be addressed.
There's a certain irony in this discussion, Chris, having you here representing two restaurant organizations, if you will, on the one hand, and talking about hunger on the other. Do you sense, have you been able to measure, or are you at the point yet with Giver that you can detect whether or not giving levels are rising or static, or can you tell that yet?
We're definitely seeing online donations, social media-based donations increasing, both in their number and in the dollar amount of each individual donation. And that speaks to, I think, the confidence that people have in mobile commerce in general. You know, the numbers are just coming out about the Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping, and I believe 25% of that was done on a mobile phone. So Giver plays into that sweet spot. And frankly, a lot of people often ask us, you know, why Twitter? Why did you choose to use Twitter for Giver Commerce? And really, I think it's, if you look at, you know, the adoption of Twitter is going through the roof, and we're very proud that, you know, a St. Louis and Jack Dorsey here was the founder of it. But, sure, you know, if Twitter can bring down, you know, a regime in the Middle East, if Twitter can, you know, accurately detect the epicenter of an earthquake before the Geological Society, Twitter can be used to help a good cause. And so, you know, we have people in my restaurant business, you know, in my restaurant, who tweet us a pizza order. They, particularly at the pizza truck, they put in an order. So people are getting more and more comfortable with mobile technologies, Twitter being one of them. And thankfully, Twitter is so large that the community is built. So we didn't need to build the community so much. We just needed to try to add a few dollars to a handful of those tweets to help the causes here in St. Louis.
It's really an interesting phenomenon. I mean, I've seen teenagers who will sit next to each other and they'll send a tweet or a text message rather than open up their mouth and just talk to them. Which brings to mind one aspect of this that may have some bearing on how it goes, and that is there's a generational component to this. I mean, it's really a young people's world today who are using Twitters and texting. And not that older people don't do it, but it's much more so, much more pronounced among the young. I wonder if that will have any impact on what you're trying to do. What do you think, Ryan?
I think it's important for organizations to be constantly looking for how are people communicating? How are people getting their information? And that's what it is. It's not just talking at someone, but it's actually having engaging, people that are interested in your organization, whether it's, coming out to volunteer or to make a donation, or just to learn a little bit more about what your organization does. It's an opportunity. And I think the nonprofits that are winning are the ones that are not just talking at people, but they're engaging the public and interacting with them. And, I think that's what we strive to do. And I think that's certainly there's a number of other great nonprofits, being a United Way agency. I know that, they have been using social media. Salvation Army, uses social media a lot. And it's those types of organizations that are using the platforms like Twitter, like Facebook to actually, engage the public in conversations about the work that's being done in their community and fostering passion for a cause or an organization can be really powerful.
What do you think, Chris, with regard to this generational component?
Well, we use the phrase give where you live, and it is really an effort to capture the next generation of givers, the next generation of philanthropists. Mm-hmm. And as Ryan said, I think the savvy and those forward-thinking organizations realize that while they still may get the majority of their donations via online or through the U.S. Postal Service and checks, the next generation of donors are going to be the key to the future of their organization. And those donors don't like snail mail. They don't even like email. They communicate socially across social networks, as you said, with the analogy of the two kids next to each other. They have conversations socially. So Giver is one way to enable organizations to capture their donors and let them give where they live on social network. And in a few years, we won't be talking about the youth. We'll just be talking about mainstream.
And in a few years, the Postal Service might not even be here. That they are certainly facing some very, 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 very difficult times. How about the nonprofits who would like to get involved in all of this, become part of it? What do they have to do? Chris?
Well, Giver is just one way for nonprofits to add a new channel. We're not trying to replace their forms. We're not trying to replace their U.S. Postal Service donation solicitations, but we are trying to be yet another channel for them. So they can register online in just a couple of minutes at giver.com, G-I-V-V-E-R.com, and could be up and running using Twitter for philanthropy and giving in just a heartbeat. We have over 100 organizations here in town, big and small. We've got, Children's Miracle Network, The Mission Continues, obviously St. Louis Area Food Bank, KidSmart Life Skills. You don't have to have a large Twitter following either to do this, because what the beauty of Twitter is that the network of your network is just as important. So if you have a board member who has a lot of Twitter followers, or you have a celebrity, you have Don Marsh, who's a fan of yours, who has a lot of Twitter followers, or a professional athlete, it's a small ask of them to tweet 140 characters asking for a donation. And so that's the beauty of Twitter. And again, we're just trying to harness it for some social good to help out causes both here and nationwide.
Now, Giver, is that only working locally? In other words, if I wanted to donate through Giver, let's say, to someplace in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I think we do have a couple organizations in Los Angeles. We have Ryan mentioned Food Outreach, the parent organization of many food banks across the country. They are a giver organization. We have the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We have the Humane Society of the United States. We have VH1 Save the Music. And we've got plenty of others in towns just like St. Louis, but across the country. So we're happy that we've got many across small towns, large towns, large organizations, small ones. But if you want to support an organization like the Parent Feeding America or St. Louis Area Food Bank, you can do so on Giver just today.
again, I'm a little confused and time's starting to get away, but if I'm a nonprofit in Los Angeles or Chicago who would like to become a part of this, I would still have to sign up and register somehow.
Because we need to know how to give you the money. So, yeah, the nonprofits have to sign up first, and then donors can give to any nonprofit that is on
our service. Reach out to them? How do you reach out to Chicago?
Well, it's actually, again, the beauty of social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of our donors and existing organizations are doing it for them. When they mention Giver in their tweets, the other organizations who follow them, they see it and they register themselves.
Yeah. And that's actually how we heard about Giver for the first time was just, we were starting to see people talking about it on social media. And so that's what made us, go. It was a pretty simple process. There's a big red button in the upper right-hand corner. It says sign up or sign in. We filled out our information, and within a matter of minutes, we had an account set up that was secure that we were able to process donations. So if my brother who lives in Kansas City wanted to make a donation through tweeting through Giver, he could do that.
Seems to work better than some other online registration forums that we've been hearing about lately. Yeah, well, hopefully that's getting squared away too. Chris Summers and Ryan Farmer, thanks so much for being with us. It's a very interesting concept, and we'll see how Giving Tuesday goes between now and the rest of the giving season. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Good luck with Giver, and good luck with the food bank. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson about recent efforts to prevent crime in specific locations. The strategy is called hotspot policing. And we'll talk about a relatively new alternative payment system called Bitcoin. We'll find out what it is and why one St. Louis business is now using it. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. It's a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.